Body is so good. Who do I lean on? When there's nobody else to run to, I go to the rock. I know it's stable. I go to the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a friend, when I need a savior, I go unto the rock. Who do I go unto? When there is nobody else to go, who do I lean on? When there is nobody else to run to, I go to the rock. I know it's stable. I go to the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a friend, when I need a savior, I go unto the rock. Who do I lean unto? When there is nobody else to go, who do I call unto? When there's nobody else to run to, I go to the rock. I know it's stable. I go to the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a friend, when I need a savior, I go unto the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a friend, when I need a savior, I go unto the rock. Who do I lean unto? When there is nobody else to go, who do I call unto? When there's nobody else to run to, I go to the rock. I know it's stable. I go to the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a friend, when I need a savior, I go unto the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a friend, when I need a savior, I go unto the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a savior, when I need a friend, I go unto the rock. Who do I lean unto? When there is nobody else to go, who do I call unto? When there's nobody else to run to, I go to the rock. I know it's stable. I go to the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a friend, when I need a savior, I go to the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a savior, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a savior, when I need a friend, I go unto the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a friend, when I need a savior, I go unto the rock. Yes, you do. You go to the rock of your salvation. You go to the rock those builders rejected. When you need a friend, when you need a savior, you go to the rock. Yes, you do. You go to the rock of your salvation. You go to the rock those builders rejected. When you need a friend, when you need a savior, you go to the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a savior, When I need a friend, I go unto the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a friend, when I need a savior, I go unto the rock. Yes, you do. You go to the rock of your salvation. You go to the rock those builders rejected. When you need a friend, when you need a savior, you go to the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a friend, when I need a savior, I go to the rock. Yes, you do. You go to the rock of your salvation. Go to the rock those builders rejected. When you need a friend, when you need a savior, you go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a savior, when I need a friend, I go unto the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock those builders rejected. When I need a friend, when I need a savior, I go to the rock. Yes, you do. You go to the rock of your salvation. Go to the rock those builders rejected. When you need a friend, when you need a savior, you go to the rock. Yes, I do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock, those builders rejected. When I need a friend, when I need a savior, I go unto the rock. Hallelujah. This is our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry, speaking all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. Archbishop Stephen John Bukuru of the Reverend Bible College of Bishops, saying God bless you to every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. God led me to share with you today on God is looking for a man or a woman who will be faithful to do his work. God is looking for those who will represent him here on earth, for ambassadors and people. The song you just heard is about going to the rock. Jesus is the rock of our salvation. That is the person we should go to in the time of need and time of troubles and fears and anxieties. When all is not well and things are not working, you got to go to the rock of your salvation. Jesus is the rock of our salvation. Jesus is the rock that never rolls. Jesus is the rock that never fails. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in you. He's the rock of ages. He doesn't roll. He doesn't fail. He's a dependable person, a dependable source. We need to go back to the rock of our salvation. Well, we need a friend. Well, we need one close to all. We need some help. My help cometh from the Lord. I look unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. And then in Psalm 46, verse 1, says, God is my refuge and strength, a present help in the time of trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is my refuge and strength, a present help in the time of trouble. He's a refuge that you can rely on, you can come back to in the time of need, time of danger. And he said in Romans 10:13, said, call upon me in days of trouble, and I will deliver you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10, verse 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous running into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run head into it and they are saved. Oh, have you heard? Oh, have you heard? The righteous run head into it and they are saved. Oh, have you heard? Oh, have you heard? The righteous run head into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord. It's a strong tower. The righteous run head into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord. It's a strong tower. The righteous run head into it and they are saved. Oh, have you heard? Oh, have you heard? The righteous run head into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run head into it and they are saved. What a great name to run into in the time of need and trouble and fear and anxieties, and with all these things going on, all kinds of earthquakes and flood and all kinds of terrorist acts and all kinds of things going on around the world, fire, outbreaks, and all kinds of traumatic experiences people are having. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. That is the name you need to call upon. In Psalm 50 verse 15, it says, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Psalm 50 verse 15. God said, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Who else will you call upon? You want to call on men? You want to call on people? Bible says, cursed is he that trusted on man. If you trust on people, you will fail. And then the same scripture says, blessed is he whose trust is in the Lord. Your trust must be in God. Your belief, your hope, your confidence, your absolute trust must be in God Almighty. He is your creator. He knows you better. That is the person you must go back to in the time of need, in the time of trouble. You go on your knees and you say, God, please, I need you. In some writer say, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. We need him every hour, we need him every minute, we need him every second. He is your God, you need to call upon him. He said, lo, I'm with you, even to the end of the earth. And then he said, I will neither forsake thee nor leave thee. Oh, what a loving God. He's the only one who says, I will neither fail thee nor forsake thee. I will neither forsake thee nor leave thee alone. And then Jesus said, lo, I'm with you even to the end of the earth. What an awesome God. The God who wants to be with you in the times of trouble. The God who wants to be with you in the time of need. The God who wants to be with you when no one else is there. With him, all things are possible. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. With God, all things are possible, not with men, but with God Almighty, with your Creator, with your Savior, with your Redeemer. With him, all things are possible. It didn't say with people, all things are possible. It didn't say with strength, all things are possible. He didn't say with this and that and this and that, all things are possible. He said with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Beloved, when you have God on your side, you are born to win. When you have Jesus on your side, you are a success. Because with him, all things are possible. With human beings, you fail. With people, you fail. But with God, all things are possible. That is the person you need in your business, in your family life, in your education, in your marketing, in your marriage, in your home, in your family. That is the one you need. Luke 1:37, with God, all things are possible. I got to be with God, beloved. Oh no, he's the one I need. He's the one I need to have around me. With him, I'm a success. With him, I'm a victor. With him, I'm a winner. With him, I'm more than a conqueror. One day, the prophet Moses was about to lead the Israelites from Egypt to the land of promise. Moses said, God, if you will not go with us, carry not their hands. God, if you won't go with us, then we are not going. Because we can't make this journey all by ourselves. There are so many dangers, there are so many wars and fights, and enemies are waiting on the way. God, if you will not go with us on this trip, we are not going. Over 2 million Jews had to travel through the desert with Moses, the prophet of the Lord. With you, O God, we can make this journey. With you, O God, we shall succeed. Ezra was going on a journey and he said, we don't need the help of man. We are going to fast and pray and seek the help of God. And with the help of God, they made that trip. Beloved, I got good news for you. What you need today is not people. What you need today is not just anybody around you. What you need today is God. With God, all things are possible. With God on your side, you are a winner. With God on your side, you are a success. With God in your life, you are making it. That is the person you need. I see a lot of people, trying to gather crowds, trying to gather all kind of people. Gideon was going to war, and he picked 32,000 men to go with him. 32,000 men. God said, wait a minute. Where are you going, Gideon? Gideon said, I'm going to war. God said, there's a problem here. You got a camp filled with all kinds of people. We got to trim down this camp to men and women who have faith, who trust, and who have the spirit. And they trimmed the camp till about 300 people we have found, 300 faithful. And it was with these 300 men he conquered the land. May God give you your 300 faithful men and women who will walk with you in life and ministry. You don't move with the wrong crowd. When you have God on your side, you are born to win. God is looking for a man. God is looking for that faithful man, that faithful woman who will pray and intercede and travail and prevail, because it's at the end time. God found a man in the presence of Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, God found himself a man, Abraham, called him and blessed him and used him to found a nation. And in Genesis chapter 18, verse 23 to the end, you see Abraham interceding. He was an intercessor. And through his intercession, others got saved. In the book of Esther chapter 4 verse 16, you see another woman of God who made herself available for God to use. She was so faithful in her prayers that through her prayers and her team, she got the whole nation of Israel saved. She declared a prayer and fasting for 3 days without food and water, and that brought salvation and deliverance to the whole nation of Israel. God is looking for such women today. God is looking for one man, one woman who will be faithful. God is looking for one girl, one boy Who will say, here am I, Lord, send me? In Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 10, the prophet Isaiah was in the temple praying when the Lord appeared in Isaiah chapter 6. And God began to speak to him. God asked the question, who will go for me? Who will I send? Who shall I send? Isaiah said, here am I, Lord, send me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. Here am I, send me anywhere, send me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, here am I, send me. God is still asking that question today. Who will go for me? Whom shall I send? Has he found you yet? You are the one God is looking for. God is looking for your availability. God is not looking for your holiness. Oh, you are a holy person. That's why I want to use you. No. You are a righteous man. That's why I want to use you. No, God is looking for your availability. You being available for him to use. But you need to clean your life. You need to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And let the Holy Spirit come into you. You need to live a life worthy of God. And God's going to use you this time in Jesus' name. God is looking for a man, one man. The prophet Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 18, 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 17 to 40, 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 17 to 40, God found himself prophet Elijah, a man who was faithful to his calling and to his ministry, a man who has been in the place of prayer and intercession. And he proved God to the people of Israel, and they rejected Baal. Instead of worshiping Baal, they rejected the 450 false prophets and their Baal, and all of them turned to prophet Elijah. Elijah said, let it be known in Israel that there is a God, and fire came down from heaven. And that was how God used prophet Elijah. One man, prophet Elijah, to turn the whole nation back to God. May you be that person. May you be the Elijah of today. May God use you today. In the name of Jesus, God is not looking for some millions of people to use. Oh, some billions of people are gathered somewhere. God is using them. No, God is looking for one man, one woman, one boy, one girl somewhere who is listening to heaven, who is hearing from God, who is in touch with the throne room. God is looking for that person, and may he find you today. May you be the vessel of honor God is going to use today. In a house, there are vessels of honor. May you be that vessel of honor. In the name of Jesus, Elijah made himself available to God, and God used him mightily. May you be the prophet Elijah of today. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Moses the prophet also found the Lord. Lord, I want to be another Elijah here. Lord, send another Elijah here to bring your fire down. Send that fire, also send that rain. To heal the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another. Lord, send another Elijah here to bring your fire down. Send that fire to heal the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah here. Moses was also a man whom God found in Exodus chapter 3. Prophet Moses was taking care of his father-in-law's sheep. When Sonny discovered fire was burning a bush, not knowing that the Spirit of God was walking, and the voice spoke, Moses, I have anointed you I have blessed you, I have called you to deliver my people. And he commissioned Moses, ordained him, anointed him, and used him to deliver Israel from 420 years of Egyptian slavery. May you be the Moses of today that God is looking for. And may he find you and commission you and use you to minister deliverance to those who are lost in sin and in trespasses. God is looking for a man, one woman, one boy, one girl. God is looking for somebody. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, made himself available. He humbled himself and went to the cross. And through him we are saved today. One man called Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I love the man of Galilee, for he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and put the Holy Ghost in me. I love the man of Galilee. I love that man of Galilee. For he has done so very small for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and put the Holy Ghost in me. I love the man of Galilee. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, one man, saved the whole world, died on the cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, went to the cross of Calvary and declared salvation. As many as received him, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is still calling you today to come and have peace and joy and the love of God. Come and receive salvation from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. One man named Jesus saved the whole world. That Jesus is still alive today. God does not move by crowd, by multitude. God is looking for one faithful man. One faithful man, one prayerful man. One dedicated man, one dedicated woman. One who is listening to heaven. May he find you today in the name of Jesus. The Apostle Paul made himself available as soon as he discovered Jesus. In Acts chapter 9, from verse 1 to the end, the Apostle Paul had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ that changed his life and put him on course. And he made his life available for God to use, and God used him mightily. One man, Apostle Paul, wrote one third of the New Testament. One man, Apostle Paul, wrote one third of the New Testament. And he preached the gospel more than all the other apostles. Went to so many nations, preached the gospel, got saved, got people saved, opened churches, and ordained people, and so on and so forth. One man. God is looking for one man. God is looking for one woman. God is looking for one boy. God is looking for one girl who will say, "Yeah, my Lord, send me." Read through the Bible. God does not really depend on the crowd. Oh, there are so many millions of people. Oh, so God is going to use them. No. God is looking for that prayerful man, that prayerful girl, that one who is dedicated, that one who is committed, that one who is in the Word of God, that one who is listening to heaven, that one who is tuned up to the Holy Spirit. That one who is seeking God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. God is looking for one person who will say, "Yes, Lord, here am I, send me." Oh, we know the story of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the man of God who allowed God to use him. And today we can see what God is doing through him, though he's gone to glory. One man, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. One man. Not to talk about people like Catherine Kuhlman, Maria Woodward Ecker, people who gave their life to the Lord and say, "Lord, here am I, send me, Lord." And God used them mightily. One person who will say, "Yes, Lord, here am I, send me." I want to read about the Azusa Street Revival, Reverend William Semo, the African-American pastor who led the prayers that brought in the Azusa Street Revival in 1906. One man called Reverend William Semo, one man said yes to God, and revival broke out in Azusa Street in 1906 that affected the whole globe up to today. May God find you. May you be that one man that God is looking for. A lot of people depend on crowd, multitudes. God is not looking for 1 billion people to use. God is looking for one person, you hearing this word. When you say, yes, Lord, here am I, send me. That is what God wants you to do. That is why I'm talking to you today. That is the message God has to deliver to you. He is looking for you to go forth. You have heard the word of God, and I know God is doing a new thing in you. I want to pray for you right now, wherever you are. I pray that the Holy Spirit will convince you to say yes. I say yes, yes, Lord. I say yes, yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I say yes, yes, Lord. Will you say yes to the Lord today? Jesus is calling you. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Jesus said, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. If you will open up, I will come in and soup with you. Jesus wants to come into your life. The Holy Spirit wants to come in to sup with you, to use you, to preach the gospel, to pray, to minister to people, to do the work of the Lord. Do you want to serve the devil? If you serve the devil will take you to hell. Today, God is calling you. Now is the time of salvation. May his word find a place in you. May you be a doer of this word of God and not just a hearer alone. In the name of Jesus, may this word find a place in you. May the Holy Spirit use this to do a new thing in your life, that you'll never be the same again. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, feel free to email us, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. And feel free to call us for prayer or counseling. Area code 240-552-5899. 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. 202-460-7110. We invite you to worship with us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LF4, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. We have services there every day, 7 to 9 p.m. We share the word of God. We pray. We intercede. We counsel people. We minister to them. We teach them the word of God. We also run Bible schools and Bible colleges where people come and learn every day, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You need to come and join us. Many people have been coming. It is your turn for you to come now in the name of Jesus. And then on Saturday and Sunday from 5 p.m., we have Holy Ghost Miracle Services. Every week, Saturday and Sunday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. daily, we have real word of God teaching, praise and worship and testimony. You need to come and see what God is doing. Testimonies of what God is doing. People are delivered. People are healed. People are blessed. People are prospering. It is now time for you to join us. God bless you. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you too. Please forward this message to all your friends and well-wishers and everyone around you. Email it to them. Let them know that God is looking for them and they need to give their lives to the Lord Jesus so that they can have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.